Here's what's coming up today on Real Clear.
Back in June, the median home sale price in Northeast Florida was $400,000. 30-year fixed rate was at 7.5%. Your payment would be about $3,567 a month. So now we're in September. So the median price now is $380,000. So we've dropped $20,000. But now you can get a 30-year fixed at 6% interest. You're out the door at $3,021 a month. That's a difference of $546 a month between buying a home in September or if you had bought one in June. That's $6,500 a year, Brian, right there.
Is it time for you to buy? Check out this episode of Real Clear to find out. Hey, Brad, nice to see you again. Fun to do another Real Clear podcast, huh?
Hey there. Hey, Brian. Yeah, absolutely, man. Can you believe it's September already?
It's crazy. I mean, football all of a sudden, after waiting and waiting and waiting, football's all on us. You can't get out of the way of it, which is fantastic. But yeah, and actually, I mean, I know it's been hot lately. I mean, hot and humid, but it almost seems like it's a little bit better. So hopefully we'll get some better weather here coming in.
Light at the end of the tunnel, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, for those who are listening on the podcast, one thing I think sometimes we forget to do is to let people know who we are and how to reach us. So, yeah. Brad, why don't you go first, and then I'll go.
Yeah, I'm Brad, obviously a realtor in Northeast Florida. Phone number 904-770-5350, and brad.white at floridanetworkrealty.com.
Yeah, and I'm Brian Marsh, also a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway, and my number is 904-535-5874, or brian.marsh@floridanetworkrealty.com. We want people to be able to know who they can call and complain to if they don't like it. So, or Brian hopefully Marsh. If they say, if they like it, they can do that as well.
Yeah,
but we're agents here in Northeast Florida in the Jacksonville area. We're relatively new, but I think the reason why that's important is because Brad and I have both bought quite a few homes, bought and sold homes.
Yep.
As non-realtors through our lifetime. And we sort of learned through that process what we liked and what we didn't like. And I think that's something we want to bring to being realtors. So anyway, but thanks for joining us here on Real Clear. So a lot of stuff to talk about going on in real estate, going on with interest rates, all kind of good stuff. And we're going to go through all of that. Plus, as we always do, we'll do the music stuff, right?
Yep.
Which is great here in Jacksonville, Northeast Florida. But one thing I did want to mention before I turn it over to you is I assume most people understand that the Fed, Jerome Powell, the Fed, all those guys that you hear so much about, they do not set mortgage rates. I think a lot of people think they do. There's an influence on what they do that does influence mortgage rates. But basically, if you kind of want to know what's going on, watch the 10-year Treasury yield. And you can find that anywhere, like you can Google it, and it'll tell you every day where that is. Those rates, if you watch those, they are not consistent with exactly what mortgage rates are. But the trend lines tend to be the same, with mortgage rates lagging a little while after. It's been going down for a while. The last time it was this low was in January of this year, but just prior to January, it had been really high, and then it went way down in January and went right back up. But I don't know about you, Brad, but it seems like, especially with Powell talking about interest rate cuts, it feels like we're really going to start seeing this thing come down, which is going to have a lot of impact on the housing market, right?
Yeah, and obviously I do a lot of the stocks as well in anticipation of the rate cut. That's why rates have been coming down, because they're anticipating. They already know that, you know, Powell has to pull the plug here, and we've got to start having a rate cut after 4 years. So it's time. And so the banks are starting to see it. The stock market's starting to see it. And we all need a little relief for sure.
Yeah. And Powell has said recently that it's time for the rate cut. So there's no ambiguity there. But September is the first one. There's talk that they will do three consecutive rate cuts through the end of the year, beginning in September. I guess the question is it going to be a quarter point drop or a half point through all of those three times that they do it. Don't know, but at least a quarter point, right?
Yeah, it's inflation. And right now it's the job market. It's the job, you know, that they're really concerned with, because that started to spike. But inflation's starting to level off, which is exactly what they wanted. So they know it's time, and maybe a little overtime. So we need to get it going.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you have been working on something that brings this all down to Northeast Florida. What does this mean for people trying to buy homes in Northeast Florida? And you were mentioning this to me a few minutes ago. I think you're going to do a video on it, but please explain, because I think it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's great news, especially for the people who have been waiting. And, you know, we've been talking about, I do a lot of my social media talking about how the prices have been dropping in Northeast Florida. So I did a little comparison, just the difference between 3 months, right? So back in June, the median home sale price in Northeast Florida was $400,000. At that time, the 30-year fixed rate was at 7.5%. So if you just did a FHA loan, 12% down or 3% down, which is 12 grand, and I added in property taxes and insurance and PMI and everything, your payment would be about $3,567 a month, which is pretty high. So that's on a $400,000 house, again, at 7.5% interest and $3,567 a month payment. So now we're in September. Prices have come down. So the median price now is $380,000. So we've dropped 20 grand in 3 months in the pricing, which is what we needed. And because we've got so much inventory, but now you can get a 30-year fixed at 6% interest. So you need a little bit less down. 3% would be $11,400. So, but with your PMI, your homeowner's insurance, taxes, and everything, you're out the door at $3,021 a month. So that's a difference of $546 a month between buying a home in September or if you had bought one in June. That's the difference right there. And that's $6,500 a year, Brian, right there.
That's unreal.
Yep.
That's unreal. What could you do with $6,500 a year, huh?
I just happen to have some information on that because we got the Jags starting out, so you can buy two lower level season tickets. So you and your significant other for $1,071 each. You could also fill up your tank 77 times. You can have all that just by buying your house now versus 3 months ago.
This is incredible information. You know, it's out there. We sort of know it, but honestly, and Brad, you're doing a terrific job as a realtor, because that's what we should be doing. And, yep. You know, I think the important thing here is for people to understand what's happening out there and to be able to translate that into something that is meaningful for them. It's like, okay, what does this mean? How much money am I going to save or not save in terms of interest rate and all that stuff? But, it's what we do as realtors. And I think it's important. The other thing is, I know you and I are on the same page with this. We want to help people. We want to help them buy and sell a home. But, you know, if it's not the right time for somebody to do that, we really don't want to force somebody into it. We're not a couple of sales guys. We're people who are there to help others buy or sell real estate. That's really what we want to do, right?
Absolutely. And along with that, I mean, let's just talk about what happens when the rates come down and then prices go back up.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be back in the same boat, and now we don't have tickets to the Jags, right? So
exactly. Because that's the way the market works. I mean, when those rates start coming down, and there is pent up demand out there, there are people out there who have been on the sidelines, you know, you mentioned it. And it's like when things start becoming favorable and you start talking about saving over $500 a month and those kind of things. And guess what? A lot of people are going to see that. They're going to jump back into the market. Well, of course, that's going to put the demand way up on homes that are available, and that's going to drive prices up, right?
And especially there's still markets in the United States where home prices are still going up. Ours are coming down and the rates are coming down. So that, it's a win-win. When you talk about, you know, Florida already being the third largest, state in the United States as far as population, you know, with more people moving too. So, yep.
Another thing, because we were talking in that about an FHA loan, but there's also something that's a USDA loan, right?
Yeah, USDA loan. And not a lot of people know about this. And it's the cool thing about it is it's 100% financing with a USDA loan. And it's in rural areas or, you know, in the suburbs because, you know, let's face it right now, even with some of the prices being a little bit higher, those first time homebuyers, they need to venture out, right? They need to, you know, get out there and find affordable housing. So USDA loan, it's there's actually an eligibility map that you can look it up and type in the address. But like St. John's County is USDA loan. But it's cool. It's zero down. You only pay the closing cost. But the catch is it's not in a city, right? It has to be rural. So, but a lot of people don't know about that. There's some restrictions, income restrictions. I think most of the country, you know, you can't make more than $103,000 a year, that kind of thing. It has to be your primary residence. So there's some different things with it, but, something that a lot of people don't talk about is the USDA loans. And, I wanted to bring it up because we do a lot of real estate in St. John's County, and most of that is all USDA eligible. So good stuff.
Yeah, interesting. Really, really interesting stuff. And it's just, by the way, just pause here for a second to remind everybody, if you're listening to this, I am Brian Marsh. I'm a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway here in Northeast Florida in Jacksonville. My phone number is 904-535-5874. Or you can reach me at Brian, B-R-I-A-N dot Marsh at Florida Network Realty. And Brad, how about your information?
Yeah, my name's Brad. I'm hanging out here at the Guitar Lounge out here in Paradise. And doing this podcast, I love doing it out here because you get a nice little breeze. But my phone number is 904-770-5350. And my email is brad.white@floridanetworkrealty.com. So, and we completely appreciate everybody that listens and taking the time. We love it. You know, we get a lot of comments and feedback on it. So we appreciate that. That's why we're doing this.
Absolutely. And I wanted to give people that information because especially like with the USDA loan you're talking about, people, what we really would like you to do is give us a call. We'll tell you what this is about, give you more information. There's no obligation. By the way, in real estate, one thing to remember, and we're going to talk here in a minute about these changes that you've probably heard about. We've talked about them before. One thing to remember is when you work with a realtor, they don't get paid until the transaction is completed. So you're not fronting them any money. You're not paying them by the hour. They're not on retainer, anything like that. It's generally commission-based. It can be fee-based, flat fee-based, but that they don't get paid until the transaction is done. So just a reminder on that. And
add to that, Brian, because I've been an underwriter as well. So there's options, right? I mean, just like the USDA loan. And the good thing about that is we have lenders that will do all the legwork for you, you know, to find you these options and the things that were going to help you. I had one not long ago where they got $10,000 at closing, the buyer did, and had no idea that they were going to be getting this 10 grand. So, you know, there's options out there and there's things that you can do. You know, that's what we're trying to spread the word. We're trying to keep it real clear so people understand what's out there. Because there's a lot of misinformation.
Yeah, no question. No question. Yeah. Well said. So speaking of these changes, and just to reiterate, a lot of stuff in the media out there. I saw an article recently. It was actually from the New York Times. And it was discussing, it was a good article. It really was. It was, I thought, a little, not disingenuous, but the way it was worded, it started off telling a story about a lady in North Carolina who was going to sell her home. She decided that she did not want to pay a realtor. And so she wasn't going to go through a realtor. And listen, that's somebody's prerogative. They are certainly free to do that. They've always been free to do it. So she decided to put her home on Facebook Marketplace. She sold it for $750,000. She got an attorney to write the contract. and, you know, lived happily ever after, until you get a few more paragraphs in and you find out that this lady spent an entire career in the real estate business. She wasn't an agent, but she worked for a marketing firm. She was heavily involved in real estate. She really knew what she was doing. And the article quoted her as saying that basically, I wouldn't recommend anybody else do this on their own. It was just because of her experience. So it's not to say people can't do this on their own, but you really, you need to know the ropes because of a lot of different things. And, you know, you and I have talked about things like negotiating. And it's not, when you talk about negotiating, it's not just price, right, Brad? I mean, there are other things that we negotiated in that process, right?
Yeah, negotiation. I mean, I think it's the single most, you know, thing that probably goes overlooked because, you know, of what we do. And I can give you an example. Like, I had a buyer that in the offer, in the deal, I said, hey, I'm going to include a 1-year home warranty on your, you know, when you're buying this house that the seller will pay. So we negotiated that and got that done. And the buyer was like, okay. And then 2 months after they moved in, their washing machine went out. And she sent me a message. Hey, thank you for giving me that because my washer went out. They came out 2 days after, you know, fixed it, repaired it, and all that. And that's, you know, that's part of the negotiation, the little things that we do to try and get our client the best deal.
Yeah. And it's such a great point. And negotiating is a lot. I think when people say negotiating, they're thinking about the price of the home on either the seller side or the buyer side. And that's certainly a big part of it. But the other part of it is, if you're a buyer, after you get a contract accepted by a seller, the next step here is you're going to get an inspection done. And if there are things that need to be done to the home, that's a huge negotiating process that needs to go on. And by the way, people should understand that there is a very tight time window for all of that to happen. And if you don't get it completed within that time window, and there's something wrong with the home, and you didn't get the seller to fix it for you or to agree to that, you hit a point of no return where you're either going to move forward without that stuff being fixed, or you may lose your deposit, your binder on it. So that's what a realtor understands. And those are things that are really important through this process. And that's a negotiating thing right there as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it comes down to just some of the little things and the details. And timing is one thing, because just like you said, if you miss out on it, you might even not even be able to get it funded, right? I mean, there's issues. So, you know, that's where we keep you on track, and we're professionals. That's what we do. And it's like hiring, you know, a financial advisor to take care of your money. You don't want to, you know, it's hard to do it yourself and do it effectively. This is what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So just kind of a refresher on what we've gone over before, really more about the buyer agreement that a potential buyer is going to have to sign before they go see a home with an agent. That is something that is now in place. It's been in place for a couple of weeks now. The idea there is transparency. And I want to mention, you know, we're with Berkshire Hathaway Realty, and Berkshire Hathaway has used these buyer agreements forever. They have been part of our process for a long, long time. So if you are a buyer and you wanted to work with myself or Brad, prior to all of these new rules and everything else, we would have asked you to sign a buyer agreement. And the reason why we'd ask you to do that is because we wanted you to understand that, hey, here's the transparent way we do business. And we want you to understand it. And for us to understand it, we both sign off on it. And the other thing is the timing on the agreement. How long does it stay in place? And Brad, tell them about the buyer's flexibility on killing the agreement if they decide they want to work with somebody else.
Yeah, it just has to be in writing. So, you know, I've had some clients here recently since this has all started, and we you know, explained it really well, and I let them know that, look, we're setting it up for, you know, we negotiate that as well. Could be a weekend, could be a month, could be 6 months, could be a year, whatever. But I also let them know that it's, you can cancel it in writing. So you can just send them a text message saying, hey, you know, I've decided not to buy a house right now, or I found another agent, whatever the case may be. And same with us. If we decide we don't want to work with, you know, a buyer, you know, then, you know, we can obviously send that text as well, or have the conversation. So it's easy to get out of, even though you're signing something. That's something that they don't, you know, you don't always hear that it just has to be in writing, and a text works just fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's not like we want somebody to 2 days after they sign it to send us something, say, hey, I don't want to do it. We're not coercing people into signing something. It is now an obligation that we have to do. All realtors have to do it. But I think the way to look at it from a buyer perspective is you have in writing, and it's a simple agreement. It is not something that takes a law degree to understand. It's very well laid out. And so as a buyer, it clearly states all of the elements of that relationship. We've talked about the single agent relationship that we have at Berkshire Hathaway with our clients, which includes a fiduciary responsibility, legally binding, that we have to our clients, but also how we as buyer agents are going to get paid, how much we are going to get paid. That's really what it says. So as a buyer, you know that that's what your agent is going to require at closing, and that they are going to have to get paid that. Now, most of the time in the past, the seller has actually paid that, and that hasn't changed. It doesn't mean that the seller is not going to do that anymore. That's part of the negotiating process, but your realtor will be very clear with you on all of those kind of things. So before you decide to make an offer, or you want to negotiate, if a seller is not offering to pay your buyer commission, your buyer agent commission, then those are all things that are negotiable. In other words, you have plenty of opportunity to decide, I don't think I want to do this because that's too much out of pocket money for me. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's part of the professionalism, and we've talked about it as well. We want to work with people who want to work with us, right? I mean, when you get that all out there, and this is how we can work together, that's that buyer's rep. And we have done it in the past, and, you know, it may be a good fit. It may not be. So, you know, it's kind of like dating, right? You may not like us after the first couple dates, and you want to go find somebody hotter and younger, you know, who knows? But that's, you know, that's part of it. But we want to be transparent, like you said, let you know exactly how that works. So, yeah.
And that is so true because, look, you know, we're out there. We feel like our time and expertise is worth a certain amount of money. And when we start working with you, after you sign that agreement, you're going to see what we do for you. And if you decide, hey, I want more than this, then you can decide, hey, I'm going to move on from this agent. I'll send him a text, or I'll shoot him an email or whatever. I'll give him something in writing that says I want out of the agreement, and you're done, and vice versa. Sometimes as an agent, you know, I know personally, I don't want to take on too much because I don't want to take on too many listings or too many buyers because I cannot provide the service that I want to provide for my clients. And so I could hit a point where I'm like, boy, I'm overwhelmed here. I'm not going to be able to service this person the way they deserve to be serviced. So I might want to get out of it as well. Yep. So I think that's the important thing to remember through all of this. But you know, you can do it yourself if you want to, but you better know what you're doing because it's a whole lot of money that you are investing in this or that is at stake. So before you decide that you want to save some money, understand that this is a very particular legal process, a lot of things to negotiate, a lot of things to carry through, timelines, legalities, all those kind of things. If you feel comfortable doing all that stuff as a non-professional, then that's your prerogative. You can do it, and you may be able to do it well. But if not, you're probably going to need a realtor to help you out because they are the person who's going to be on your side through this entire process. So that's the thing to remember, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of things out here with this buyer's rep as well that, you know, we're trying to get clear as well, you know, so it's not even, you know, if you can go to an open house without needing a buyer's rep signed. One of the things for me, because I work with a lot of clients from out of state, and I do a lot of video walkthroughs, you have to have one signed to do a video walkthrough with somebody if I'm doing a Zoom call. So there are some other things along with the buyer's rep, but you know, it's just a little bit of a change, and I wouldn't definitely be scared of it at all, because it's actually opportunity for you as a client.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because it brought something to mind. This actually came up in one of our agent meetings the other day. And that is, okay. And this happened to you. You were talking about out of state. We had a situation with one of our agents who had a couple buyers, and the buyer's agreement was presented. The one of the spouses said, "Yeah, no problem, I'll sign it." The other spouse said, "You know what? I really don't want to sign this." And the agent could not move forward with showing homes to this couple until both signed
it.
And so it's just important to understand those kind of things. And if you're out of state and your agent is going to do a video walking tour of a home just for you, like via FaceTime, that kind of thing, you're going to have to sign that agreement before you move forward with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we show it. And it's, you know, again, it's negotiable. So if you want to say, let's just sign this thing for the weekend, then you do it for the weekend. So it's not, you know, it's not complicated, and we don't want to overcomplicate it, but it's changed, and it's a little different. So
absolutely. And by the way, the fee, the commission that you pay, that is clearly stated in there, is negotiable too. So the way I work this, and I'm sure you do as well, is I sit down with a potential buyer, say, "Hey, you know, I want to start showing you homes. Glad to be working with you. We need to go ahead and sign this agreement. Here is what I work for. Want to make sure you're comfortable with that. Let's discuss what my fee will be." And you'll have a discussion, you'll come to agreement, and then you put that into the agreement. Right. That's the way I work, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the same thing. Like especially if you're a buyer, you may see, you know, whatever, there's different percentages that can be in there, because even as if you're buying a new construction, well, some of those can pay 6% commission plus a, you know, 2% bonus. There's different things in there. So we want to, this is where that transparency comes in. So we'll talk to you about every opportunity and let you know, what that fee is. And if we need to negotiate and go down, that's, you know, we can certainly work that as well. But in most cases, we're putting in a deal, and that deal will include our commission that we're, you know, hoping that the sellers are going to pay.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. So just cool stuff. And we'll continue to kind of go through that through, because that's, again, with RealClear, that's sort of what we're about, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, let's move on to some fun stuff. You want to talk a little bit about some music that's going on and some different things. I know you had, you've got a list of some concerts that are happening. I also wanted to kind of talk about the Avondale area of Jacksonville. Now, I'm more out at the beach, but Brad is a little closer to the Avondale area. It's a historic area of Jacksonville. It's a really cool place. They do some really fun stuff on a regular basis. And included in that is Music on the Avenue, which they do on the last Friday of every month from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. They have live music all over the place. It's just a cool thing to do. And if you live in this area, get down there, go enjoy that. If not, and you want to know more information, you can get in touch with Brad and myself. We'll give you that information again in just a few minutes. But then there's also something that I saw that's coming up, which is the inaugural music tour, which is coming to Riverside and Avondale. Kind of, they're both very near each other. And it's in October, on October 12th, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. What they're going to do is kind of a unique thing. It's not like a festival in one area, in one place. They're going to have live music and different types of things going on all throughout the Riverside and Avondale area, including many concerts with local bands. So it's kind of like a tour type thing. You start here, then you walk down to another place, and you get more live music, that kind of thing. There'll be pop-up exhibits and memorabilia, headliner performances from the Kirk Town Band. But there's also your favorite, Brad, I know, silent disco with Hush Hush headphones.
And you know, I know you love that. My bell bottoms still fit. So I'll get out there and do the hustle.
Yeah. But again, that's in, it's on October 12th. And you can go on the Historic Avondale website. And there's some other places where you can find out about this. But the interesting thing with this, I thought, was tickets are $20 per person and they are only going to sell 1,000 tickets. So it's going to be a unique event. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. But anyway, those are a couple of things I wanted to mention. Again, just part of the great music scene here in Northeast Florida and in Jacksonville. But you were mentioning some upcoming concerts, right?
Yeah, we've got this is concert time. You know, I mean, I know in a lot of parts of the country, concerts are starting to wind down, right? This is our time because it's finally, fall is here.
Yeah,
and we're going to have the humidity is going to move out and this is going to be our time. So this is when I start going to concerts because I haven't been to many this summer because it's been a little warm.
Yeah, I hear you.
But yeah, in September there, we've got some good stuff. We got Warren Haynes Band, Keith Sweat, if you're a 90s guru. There's Alanis Morissette. There's the Summer of 99 tour. So Creed and Tonic and Finger 11, and then St. Augustine, one of my favorite venues to watch music. There's Jewel and Melissa Etheridge, and then also the very end of the August is the Violent Femmes. So we love live music, and there's a lot of local bands that play, you know, sometimes six nights a week at different restaurants. You can sit outside. So and you know, I'm excited. We've got September is here, and you know, we've got other things happening as well.
We got
NFL coming on, baby. The Jags.
Absolutely. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Super stoked about some football starting.
I know. It's just great. I mean, we're in full swing. It's almost like, you know, the summer's nice from the standpoint of it does give you some downtime. People take vacations, all that.
Yep.
But it's nice to, man, things just crank up in the fall. And for being here in Florida, we'll start seeing the humidity recede a little bit in the not too distant future. And then we're going to be on a beautiful weather adventure through probably about May of next year. So yeah, it's fantastic. But,
and it is. And you're right. We're starting to see it. Last night, my wife and I went and saw the Jumbo Shrimp game last night. And it was at 7 o'clock and we had a beautiful breeze. Like you're like, oh, that just, it feels nice. Right. So we know it's coming. And obviously, you know, anybody that, you know, likes baseball, the Jumbo Shrimp is certainly a fun event as well. You know, they have a lot of fun, but, there's so many good things to do in Northeast Florida.
Yes. It's a great place to live. There's no question about it. And getting better all the time. But, Brad, I think that's about it for this episode. Anything else you want to?
No, man, it's groovy, man. I love it when we get together and we chat. So, looking forward to the rates coming down. You know, super stoked about the weather. There's so many good things going on here this last quarter of the year. So, yeah, if you guys need anything, certainly reach out to us because we're here for you.
And how do they reach out to you?
It's pretty easy. So 904-770-5350. You can call me, you can text me. Obviously email brad.white@floridanetworkrealty.com. And real quick, I just want to, you know, we got to give a shout out to our music guy, right?
You know, Rambler Kane
is our guy on our music, and you know, we play through our podcast. So love him, love that, and I'm happy that everybody's on here, you know, listening to us, watching us, wherever you're at. So
absolutely.
What about you, Brian? How do we get a hold of you?
Hey, I am Brian Marsh. You can call me or text me at 904-535-5874, or you can reach me by email at brian.marsh@floridanetworkrealty.com. And Brad, we need to mention your TikTok because, you know, I have a very, very limited TikTok exposure, but you are going gangbusters. I'm sorry. I know we were signing off, but
yeah,
tell people about how to get on your TikTok and some of the things that you've been doing because it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Rock and Roll Realtor, or Rock and Roll Real Estate actually is what it's called on TikTok, or Brad White, you can look it up. And I'm happy with it. And doing a lot of videos, a lot of informational stuff. I spent this week, we spent a whole day in Avondale, San Marco. So I got a lot of footage of some of the local restaurants and bars, and also some home tours. Really starting to take off on TikTok. And it's not just in Northeast Florida, but a lot of people all across the United States. So it's a lot of fun. And I jump on and I do a live on TikTok about an hour a day. And that's a lot of fun as well because you get to meet people. So obviously, if you're on TikTok, I'm on the other socials, but primarily TikTok. So if you're on there, look me up.
Yeah, he does a great job, folks. I'm telling you, check him out. It's really cool. Really cool. Yeah. All right, man. This has been fun, as it's always fun.
Yeah.
Hope you have a great weekend. It is today. It's Friday. We're recording this Friday, Labor Day weekend. But I hope everybody stays safe and then starts enjoying all this football, concerts, and everything else going on in the fall. Thank you, Brad.
That's it. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See ya. Real Clear is produced by Brian Marsh and Brad White, realtors with Berkshire Hathaway in Jacksonville, Florida. See you again soon.